Hey people, are you in the market for a new pair of sunglasses? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Retrospects at the Cosmopolitan Hotel of Las Vegas. I've been wearing sunglasses from Retrospects for almost 5 years now, and honestly, there's nothing better. They have all the original stuff that everyone wants. They have modern interpretations of the original stuff. They do prescription. They do restoration. They do it all. To get 10% off your first purchase and free shipping anywhere within the United States, email them at lasvegas@retrospects.com or you can visit their website at www.retrospects.com. Okay, let's do the show. On today's episode, I want to talk to you about Panerai's recent price decreases, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. I'm Amit Dave Honda, and welcome to the show. Today I want to talk to you about a subject that's kind of sensitive. It's about Panerai's recent price decreases. Since the beginning of the year, they've had two price decreases, one on February 1st and one recently on May 1st. This has had a lot of collectors and, you know, old Panerai collectors and new Panerai collectors who have recently gone into the market up in arms, obviously, because, you know, most watch companies have price increases, but what most people don't realize is that, you know, globally, currency has a lot to do with, you know, increases or decreases. After the Swiss franc spiked in the end of January, almost by 30%, that the euro basically plummeted. And if you look at the euro compared to the dollar, the euro is 1-to-1, where I think at its peak it was 1.5-to-1. And basically what that meant was the prices went down on Panerai's and a lot of other products. And to keep with that, to keep the prices global, Panerai's had to have two price decreases, which, it may not look good, but there's two sides, you know, to every story. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think Panerai themselves, on one hand, you know, the prices in America were high, and now they're the same as or less, same more or less than Europe. But just to give you an idea of what those two price increases, February 1st and May 1st, what the equivalent of that was, we're talking about 10 to 12% across the board. When you look at something like a PAM Zero that was once $5,100 before February 1st, is now $4,500, that's about 11.5%. Also, Panerai accessories went down. A Panerai accessory, including deployant buckle and steel, that was $450, is now $410. The pin buckle, which is $200, stayed the same. The straps, the ones that were, you know, $390 are now $360 in alligator and calf. The ones that were $240 are now $220. Basically, this price decrease, it doesn't sit well with a lot of people, especially those who bought before any of the decreases happened. Naturally, your watch is devalued by 10%, 10 to 12%, which doesn't obviously sit well with a lot of people, especially when you're paying full retail. It's a very interesting debate because for Panerai, they're one of these brands that hold their value. And, you know, for a lot of people, you know, especially in Panerai circles, I feel bad, I being one of them. I myself am subject to, you know, that kind of loss because, you know, my Panerai 372 that was once $10,400 is now $9,100. And, you know, when you think of it holding its value and you're going, you know, they should be going up in value or they should have price increases, the value's going down. So what am I going to get for it when I sell it? You know, that's basically the hardest pill to swallow for me. That there's nothing I can do about it. And honestly, it's the way it is. I just have to figure out a way if I don't want that watch and I want to put my money in something else to park it in something that actually does hold its value. Because as much as we don't buy these things to sell them, we buy them to collect them and wear them and enjoy them, as I've said many times, there's nothing better than knowing that your watch actually holds its value. And I think for a lot of Panerai collectors and newbies and, you know, enthusiasts, it doesn't really sit well or resonate with us, especially those of us who have done the research, who have invested the time in the brand, who have supported the brand, who love the brand, who advertise the brand, who write about the brand. I've been wearing Panerai for over 12 years now, and, you know, it's one of my favorite brands in the world, but I'll be very honest with you, it doesn't really sit well with me. But I also understand Panerai's, their plight, because, you know, I think a lot of it is a currency. The currency thing is definitely a game that also applies to watches. You know, when currency is down in one country, people flock to that country and buy watches because they can buy them cheaper. You know, when their currency is strong, they go and buy, you know, they go to other places and buy it where it's cheaper. And that's just the rule of the game. But for Panerai to keep it an even playing field, what they've had to do is to really level it off. They've had to decrease their watches. And, you know, I'm sure they haven't gained a lot of fans by making this decision. But I think for them, their worry, I'm sure, is we keep the prices high, no one's going to buy them in the U.S., you know. People are going to go to Europe, or people are going to, you know, go to other parts of the world. So to keep it, you know, and America is one of the biggest markets in the world for watches. So, you know, for them, and it's a growing market, it's growing every day in leaps and bounds. And, you know, you don't want the boutiques you have and all the money you've invested in advertising and marketing and making sure of drawing those people to your stores. You don't want them to now go somewhere else because, you know, it's just a waste of money then. So, I'm sure it wasn't an easy decision for Panerai. And, you know, at the end of the day, all I can suggest to those of you out there who are mad or who are upset is to figure out a way to, you know, find something. If you're happy with your watch, you're happy with your watch. Like, a lot of people don't sell or trade their watches. They like them. They love them. They have them. And, you know, look, the market could rebound. The market could go up again. It depends on the piece you have. It depends on how many pieces were made. It depends on a lot of factors. And I wanted to do this podcast not to slam Panerai, not to draw attention to the fact that they made a decrease, but to show you how important currency plays a role in this whole equation. It's a very, very important thing. And people don't understand why watches are expensive as they are, or why they're less, or why they're more, or how they fluctuate, or what happens. But this is a great example of that. You know, I don't think, I don't think Panerai intentionally wanted to have decreases. I mean, every year they have increases, or every 2 years they have increases by 8 to 10%, and people hem and haw. Those of you who are getting into Panerai, who are buying your first Panerai, this is great for you guys because you're buying them at really, really reasonable prices. You know, to buy a $5,100 watch for $4,500, to me, that's a great value. And, you know, do I think that they're going to, you know, lose their value? I don't know. Only time will tell. It's, you know, Panerai is a brand that's been around for a while, and, you know, they know what they're doing. I hope they make less pieces, as well as lowering their price points, because there are a lot of pieces out there. You know, the more pieces you make, the more that are available, the less it will hold its value. But I think for a lot of people, for a lot of the collectors, it's really a numbers game. You know, it's a numbers game going in. How much can I get this for? And it's a numbers game when you sell it as well. How much can I get for it? So it's obviously you want to buy low and sell high. But, you know, we're not in those of us who collect them, especially unless you're in the watch business, we're not in the selling game. So it really, really doesn't apply to those who don't sell. It applies to those who frequently buy different watches or trade or upgrade or whatever. But for those of you out there who feel like, you know, bad about this, I'm sorry. It's, you know, it's one of those things that it's beyond any of our control. And, you know, again, I can only hope that things rebound and get better. Panerai is not a discounted product, so that's what makes it really difficult. You can't get discounts on these watches. So effectively, again, those of you out there who are getting into it for the first time are essentially getting a discount. But, you know, again, I mean, we can go round and round and debate this over and over and over again, and I can, you know, hit on the same issues. But more or less, I just wanted you guys to know about why this has happened. And, you know, if you have any questions about it or you want to talk to me about it or send in your, you know, email me about it, I'll be more than happy to, you know, answer any questions anyone has. I'm not affiliated with Panerai. I don't work for them. I love the brand. As you know, I'm a journalist. I write about them. I think they're, you know, I've always loved them. I love their history. I love their models. I love their some of their complications. More than that, I love their history. I love the connection between Rolex and Panerai, and that will never, ever leave. I don't want to ever forget why I started collecting these things to begin with. You know, very early on, from the very beginning, when I started collecting Panerais, I knew there was a history or a correlation or a link between Rolex and Panerai, and I just looked at Panerai as a Rolex on a different day, and I still do. That does not change. But only time will tell what happens and what we can expect from the brand. And those of you who are loyal fans like me and have followed the brand and supported the brand, you know what? When you're into something, you know, it's almost like a marriage. You're in it through the good, the bad, and the ugly, and that's what I plan to do. I've stuck by Panerai when they were the cultiest and hardest to get watch. I've stuck by Panerai when they made too many models and they were unrecognizable in a lot of ways and they were only making their own movements and, you know, some of the stuff they made was questionable. I've seen Panerai in recent years and certain special editions have crazy popularity and demand like they once did. And now I'm seeing, you know, with this price decrease issue, you know, I'm going to stick by them through thick and thin. It doesn't sway me from buying them or not buying them, but I just thought it would be important for you all to be informed. I'm glad they did reduce the prices on the accessories because those things are expensive, especially those of us who like to change our straps or like to change our buckles. I mean, listen, every bit helps. Even if it's 20 or 30 bucks, it helps. You know, none of us like to spend money on accessories. It does get expensive, especially if you have multiples. Believe me, they're still inflated as any watch company would have their, but they're in business to make money. So in any event, those are my thoughts on Panerai's price decreases on February 1st and May 1st. I'd like to thank my sponsor, Retrospect, at the Cosmopolitan Hotel of Las Vegas. If you want the best sunglasses, there's nothing to think about. Email them at lasvegas@retrospects.com. You can visit their website at www.retrospects.com to get 10% off your first purchase and free shipping anywhere within the United States. If you want to know what's going on with me and the watch industry, please check out my website at www.amitdevhonda.com. You can email me with questions at amitdevhonda@gmail.com. Check me out on my Twitter and my Instagram feed, or anywhere in the world, at @AmitDevHonda are my handles on both. You can also check out my Facebook watch page. And those of you who don't have time to commit to my blog on a daily basis, sign up for my weekly newsletter. I'll throw the link down and you just sign up once and you're done and get informed. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.